Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Brian Artis. This is another edition of the Dr. Artis Show, a special edition with a in-home, in-podcast studio interview with someone amazing who's going to give hope to millions around the world who have been told they have a condition medically that they can never live without or they're going to suffer from for decades, years, whatever. And you just need pharmaceutical drugs to manage your condition. That condition that millions of Americans are confronted with and symptoms of is called Lyme's disease. Not spelled like the fruit. It's Lyme apostrophe S. All of it is blamed on ticks, which means millions of Americans who are diagnosed with Lyme's disease all got bit by ticks. Now, I don't know about you. How many of you are actually camping out in the woods, on the ground, or walking through the woods or forest every day to get ticks biting you and injecting something that leads to a condition called Lyme's disease? Well, I just want you to know the millions, the tens of thousands, the hundreds of thousands of people suffering with the symptoms of Lyme's disease. What you don't know is you've been lied to by your medical professionals who were lied to in med school and in conferences all over the world who are pretending to help treat people for Lyme's. You're not treating them for Lyme's, you're drugging them for Lyme's or the symptoms of Lyme's that are the descriptors of the disease. So just remember this. There is no such thing as Lyme's. It doesn't exist. You can't look under a microscope and see something called Lyme's waving back at you, little creature running around wreaking havoc in your joints and your skin and in your body. That ain't happening. There ain't no Lyme's anything. There's just a collection of symptoms that a lot of people are suffering from that's been blamed on a bug that most of you never encounter living on concrete slabs all over the country. We're not out in the woods having bugs. There's less insects in the entire world than there ever has been. Dane Wigington, I interviewed last week. We talked about this. Geoengineeringwatch.org. There's over 100 to 200 species of insects and plants and animals that are actually going extinct every single day, confirmed by science, with this geoengineering, weather modification, the use of chemicals, pesticides, you name it. There are less ticks in the world than there ever has been. Yet there's more people being diagnosed with Lyme's disease and being lied to by their medical doctors who are just repeating a lie that this condition is incurable. Just like every other medical condition on earth, it's incurable. No, I'm sorry. You've been lied to because I have someone sitting at the desk here in my home here on the Dr. Artis Show to talk about how she had been diagnosed with Lyme's. Her daughter had been diagnosed with Lyme's and how they were cured of Lyme's and now help many people who have been told they can't live without Lyme's, who also now have found themselves getting her help and guidance and now are living Lyme's symptom free. Also, prescription drug free, which you're told is the only thing you can use for Lyme's disease. So, before any of you out there are like, you know what, I know somebody with Lyme disease and they haven't been cured yet and they're seeing their medical doctors. Yeah, the medical doctors are repeating a lie that they were told in med school that Lyme disease is incurable. The only thing you do is steroids, antibiotics, you name it. It's the only thing you do. No, that's not true. No. And it's definitely not genetic, which is what your medical professionals like to blanket sweep and blame everything on is your genetics. No, there's actually something wrong with you. And I think it's time everybody with Lyme's disease who is still suffering every 24 hours, they're not at their medical doctor's office. Your life sucks. Well, if you would like your life not to suck, you should hang out with Carrie Simpson. So you're going to right now. So she's even written books about her journey, her own Lyme's journey that she was told she could never be cured of. Probably felt like it was ruining her entire existence walking around on this plane called the Earth. So welcome to the Dr. Artis Show, Carrie Simpson. We're going to be talking about everything Lyme's disease, which includes the hope and freedom that comes from never having to have Lyme symptoms ever again, meaning you don't have to ever look forward to paying your copay, looking for your health insurance card to go to your specialist in the medical profession to just tell you that there's more drugs at CVS and Walgreens that will help you with your symptoms to manage them. Oh, but you never can live without them. And then there's a term you're all going to learn, if you haven't learned this in Lyme's disease, called mycoplasm. I think it's time you guys learn what that is, because it's, as Carrie's told me, as written in emails, spoken to me, is the Trojan horse behind Lyme's and behind many chronic illnesses in America that no one's talking about. All right, so welcome to the show, Carrie Simpson. We are so glad that you're here.
It is great to be here. Thank you so much for having me on your platform to get this message out to the many who need to hear it.
Well, I'm excited that you're here hanging out with me. I have a lot to learn. I personally have never been told I have Lyme disease, but I've dealt with many people who were told they have Lyme disease, helped them rescue from their symptoms, and never be a slave to drugs ever again. So let's start with your story. Hold up your book. Show the audiences your book. You should be buying this book. Tell them where they can get it so they can read your story after they just now about to be inspired by hearing your story.
This is a very brief book. I kept it brief on purpose because people with Lyme disease and other chronic illness have brain fog and it's hard to read. I had cognitive skills deprivation is what they labeled me with when I had Lyme. And I was on Social Security disability with that. So I know what it's like not to have a mind. And so I kept it short and brief, but hopefully encouraging for those who are dealing with it so they know that my story is not unique. It can be you too. And I think that's why I have such an incredible success rate in my practice, Dr. Artis, because when people see me and my daughters, who both had in the same diagnosis from in utero, they have hope the minute they walk in the door. If we can do it, they can too.
All right.
And it's so much mindset. You know that, right?
Yeah. All right. So I want you to tell the audiences and educate me, what are the typical symptoms you suffered with? You just mentioned brain fog and the inability to focus, but what is the overlooming top symptoms that impact the lives of people that have been diagnosed with Lyme or who are looking for a diagnosis to summarize what they're suffering from?
That's the
What are the things
challenge
most people
with.
deal with?
And that's the reason Lyme is not diagnosed very often in Western medicine because it's called the great imitator. And the reason it can imitate so many different illnesses is because it depends on where Lyme is unique bacterium in that it can spiral its way into healthy tissue cells throughout the body. It's ugly. And depending on what tissue cells it chooses will determine what kind of symptoms you have while you have it and while it's moving around in there, right? And as you draw it out, those symptoms will exacerbate. I had one daughter who had it in her heart and she had a lot of heart issues. My d other daughter and
Hold
I,
on, stay there.
cognitive, yeah.
What kind of heart
She
issues?
would have the heart palpitations. She would have gotten diagnosed with POTS, and all these other issues with heart racing. And she had horrible anxiety because of that. She lost weight. She was very, very low weight, whereas a lot of Lyme victims gain weight. Some of them get very, very thin. Just depends again on what's affected. So that's the real tricky part. And Western medicine usually doesn't diagnose it because one, they don't have a cure for it. And two, they're looking to make you feel better, not heal better. You know that. So,
Amen to that.
yeah.
All right. So, how do they ultimately diagnose someone with Lyme's?
Well, what
What's
I
the
did.
final thing they do to diagnose them?
When I was at that point, I had already been diagnosed with fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, and Hashimoto's thyroiditis, right? So,
How do you run a clinic with all of those debilitating conditions?
I don't have them anymore. So,
Oh.
yeah, they're all healed.
Wait, what vaccine did you take or what prescription drug did you take to cure yourself of these conditions?
You know the answer to that is
None.
exactly none. None. But yeah, they ran some blood work at a place called the Fibromyalgia and Fatigue Centers of America, which is no longer there. But a lovely doctor from Hawaii was an OB by license, but she had switched over to more naturopathic medicine and she ran a huge panel of blood work on myself and my youngest daughter. My youngest daughter came back 8 bands out of 8 bands positive on the Western blot. And I came back 4.5, and you have to have 5 to be considered true Lyme by the CDC.
Got it.
So, because my immune system was so compromised and it's reading, as you know, it's false Lyme is very common with Lyme tests. But luckily, Molly got diagnosed. So, I was clinically diagnosed because we had the exact same symptoms at the time. And most of it is body pain, man. Every part.
Diagnosis by association. Check that out. You
Exactly.
have a daughter who has Lyme's, therefore you, with your
Yes,
suffering you've had for years,
exactly.
you must also have Lyme's. What an incredible way to diagnose people.
Exactly.
Sounds very sound scientific.
However, it is a bacterial infection, and we did go to Western medicine because that's all we knew. And we did the IV antibiotics, and it just sent us on a roller coaster of symptoms for 2 years when I finally said, enough, this is not working. And I started just exploring naturopathy online, and nothing was working. It took me another 2 years to find quantum reflex analysis, a practitioner here in the North Dallas area who did that form of energy testing, was able to help me understand that there's two root causes of all disease in the body, malnutrition and toxicity. Everything else branches off of that. Secondary to that is pathogens that might come in because you're already weak and broken down. And then inflammation, as you know, is horrible to deal with, right? So I had all four of those things going on, but he used energy testing to check the bioenergetic part of me to tell me what the physical matter part needed. And I was able to get customized protocols. And I knew I was healing almost immediately on those protocols.
So, what were these protocols trying to address? So, whatever
My
the recommendations
malnutrition.
were, it was just malnutrition.
Yes,
Very interesting. You know
malnutrition.
that there's a condition out there, everybody. Hope this isn't beating a dead horse. Do you remember the condition that killed 2.9 million people around the world called scurvy? They thought it was like witchcraft. They thought it was Satan. They thought it was demons killing all these people. They didn't know why all these people out on the ocean were dying. But all these pirates were alive and just pillaging all these poor people's boats that were empty with dead people. And all the treasures were stolen when they discovered that people could actually just eat one fruit, a lemon, lime, or orange, and none of them would die of scurvy. It was later discovered that scurvy was a vitamin C deficiency. Interesting. All conditions are nutrient deficiencies and toxicities. Amen to that. Great job, Carrie. You're welcome back to the Dr. Show anytime.
Thank you. Yes. So once I started getting those customized supplemental protocols, which is really all just food in a very concentrated level, because you can't eat enough to get healthy when you get that sick, right? So you're supplementing, bridging the gap between what you need and what you're eating. And I was taking a bunch of supplements for a long time, but I got healthy in 2 years. I'm happy to say that my clients heal from Lyme in less than 6 months, usually, because we have tweaked our protocols, we know what we're doing, and we give hope. And again, hope is half the battle.
That's awesome. Now, before we even go any further, I'm just going to share something here. All right. Everybody, look at the screen. You're going to see her website,
You know, if you can't beat them, join them. People
thewellnut.com.
call me crazy, so why not just embrace it?
Thewellnut.com. So if you want to know, and you have a loved one who has Lyme's, just so you know, there's no easier city in the United States than Dallas, Texas, to fly into. So don't tell me she's too far away. Get your butt on a plane, fly Southwest to Love Field, or come to DFW, which has every outfit on earth. It's super easy to get to Dallas. You're here, you're in Frisco. They can help you. Or you can do stuff virtual, probably. I have no idea.
Let me blow your mind a minute.
Go ahead.
80% of my practice is remote. I help clients coast to coast who never even walk in my door. The beautiful thing about quantum reflex analysis and, quantum physics is that we're all connected through that energy realm, which is the spiritual realm. And I've learned how to test people remotely so I can help them wherever they are.
Amazing. All right. So there's your phone number to your clinic, 214-308-9594. That is not my phone
Crazy.
number. That's your phone number. So call right now, book an appointment. Oh, it looks like you can even do it online.
Yes, you can.
Hey, any of you out there that's suffering with Lyme's 2 years from now, I'm really sorry. Or 7 months from now, I'm really sorry you didn't click the button to book an
Yes.
appointment or to make a phone call, just so you know. So services, let's see what they offer for services. Hey, let's go. New clients, quantum
Work with
reflex
kiddos a
analysis.
lot.
Look, they even explained to you what they're doing.
Yes.
Amazing.
I do IBRT, which is inner healing too, emotional and spiritual healing. So that's
Awesome.
on there.
All right, very good. All right, so take the audiences through. They're going to book an appointment. They're going to call you. I want you to walk us through how you help people reclaim their health from around the world, even not having to show up. How do you reclaim their health in 6 months?
Well, I love for them to tell me what they've been diagnosed with just so I can be an ear and hear them out, but it really doesn't matter. Your history does not matter. I'm checking you real time. With that QRA, I'm testing over 50 meridian points on the body that reflects to different organ pathways. You know the drill. And I'm just seeing what brings them on. For instance, if the stomach is off, is it probiotics that bring it on, or is it humic and fulvic acid? Do they have leaky gut? What's raising the resonance there? And that gives me an idea of what's going on and what's going to help them heal if I give them that. So I'm taking all that information in, giving them a customized protocol. So that first visit, they know everything that I've found. I check for all four types of pathogens: viral, parasitic, fungal, bacterial. And then I'm also looking for toxic load, heavy metals and chemicals. Do we need to detox the body? And so I give them a customized protocol to deal with those issues. And we work together every 2 weeks. We tweak the protocol. And it's just a.
How many trips to the pharmacy do they have to do with a prescription pad that you give them to go get a drug from the big pharma to help them with their 6 months worth of healing?
Absolutely none.
Zero. Okay, good. So, all right. So they come in or they don't, and you do your remote testing. What typically will you be recommending to these people? Is it supplements as you use to help heal you on your journey? Are any supplements involved?
Always supplements,
Good.
always food-based
What
supplements.
about diet? Do you review their diet?
I do. I
Good.
review the diet Absolutely. Because again, we're bridging the gap between what you eat and what your body needs. If you're taking in a ton of toxins and I'm trying to detox your body with these supplements, we're going to get nowhere. It's three steps forward, four steps back. There are two types of clients I will not work with. If you smoke and refuse to quit, I'm wasting your time. If you drink sodas and you refuse to quit, I'm wasting your time. You need to be willing to cut back on the toxins that you're pouring into your body because there's so many toxins, as you know, Dr. Artist, that are in our environment that we can't avoid, right?
Amen.
We are so heavy metal rich now. My practice shifted in 2020 from being Lyme specific, almost all my clients, Lyme and stealthy infections, to heavy metal detox. And I'm detoxing babies. It's everybody's heavy metal toxic now.
Is
Did
this something
you?
you found through the testing? So it just randomly went from things that cause Lymes in people, now you're, which
Now, everybody.
parasites or whatever, now you're just finding the overburden on most
Yes.
people's symptoms and health is dictated by heavy metal poisoning,
Yeah.
it
And do
seems
you know
like.
where I find it?
No.
In the brain. Because the brain is a fatty tissue organ, right? And where do our excess toxins store?
Oh, and fat. However, also heavy metals have an affinity for electricity, and your
Yes,
entire nervous system is electrical. So good
exactly.
luck not getting the metals into your wiring
That's
called
right.
nerves.
That's right. Did you know that ADD meds in 2020, the number of ADD meds, specifically Adderall, was prescribed to teenagers was 4.5 million prescriptions
Prescriptions?
in that year.
Huh?
How many in 2022, just 2 years later?
I have no idea.
15.5 million.
Wow.
You know
Why
why?
is there all of a sudden an Adderall deficiency?
There's not. There's heavy metal toxicity in the brain, and this is how it presents in children.
Well,
Yeah, they get crazy.
heavy metals we've talked about for a long time. That's why I never vaccinated my kids. I have five that are adults now. I wanted to avoid the thimerosal mercury in some of these shots, the aluminum in most of those shots. I didn't like the heavy metals going into the bloodstream of my kids. I just found that ridiculous. Nobody on earth has a deficiency of aluminum or
Exactly.
mercury and needs more added to them. That's just absurd. It's a neurotoxin. It causes toxic damage to the brain of humans. Why do you think there's so many kids struggling to focus? Yeah, okay. They just need more drugs. They're just deficient in Adderall and Ritalin. Oh, which, by the way, if you read the insert, says, watch your children closely. Who starts these drugs? It increases their ideas to kill themselves, called suicide ideations. It actually increases their actions taken to kill themselves, and each of them are published to have homicidal impacts. Like, it makes you want to kill other people. Oh, amazing. I don't know. If you think homicide and suicide are right for your child, go ask your doctor if Adderall and Ritalin are right for you.
So I have a lot of those kids coming into my
I
practice,
bet you do.
and we find the heavy metals in the brain. We get them on the right detoxifiers, and they're better in 6 weeks.
Awesome. What are
Literally.
some examples of things you use to help detox heavy metals? Snickers, Pop-Tarts,
Cilantro,
cilantro.
parsley.
Yummy. Wait, these are just plants.
Yep.
You don't need a prescription for parsley.
You don't, but to get as enough of it, you'd need to be juicing it,
Yeah.
or you can take the supplement. I
Awesome.
use liquid tinctures for that.
Here in Texas, we love Tex-Mex. Cilantro it up, man.
Hey,
So throw more
that's cool.
cilantro in the mix. So
Yep.
exciting.
And of course, chlorella. Yeah. Bentonite clay, ingestible bentonite clay is awesome.
I love that.
Yeah. Those are my favorites
Very good.
right there.
All right. So you're going to be giving them supplements. You're going to be following dietary recommendation. And just so you know, this isn't weird what she said. I don't take smokers. I don't take people that drink sodas. I used to tell people all the time, you want to be a doctor, you want to be a patient here at the Artist Healing Center here in Frisco, Texas, or in Tennessee. There's just one rule. You have to bring me a completed 30-day food journal, everything you put in your mouth every single day, every time you show up for your monthly appointments. And if you don't, my patients will tell you. I would send you home. And I would say to them, you're obviously not as committed to your health as I am. And there's no way I'm going to be more committed to you getting better than you personally being committed to getting better. And what you put in your mouth matters. What you put on your skin matters. What you inject yourself with matters. And I want to know what that stuff is. So if you don't care about what you're putting in there, why should I care about trying to fix it? It's weird. I cannot be more committed to you getting better than you being committed. That's just weird. And it's not really honorable anyway. All right. That's
Exactly.
not weird. All right. So you're going to ask them to follow their dietary recommendations. You're going to give them supplements. What else are you going to ask them to do?
Come back every 2 weeks and tweak the protocol as your body heals.
Good. And then those
Your
people that
needs
are
will change.
remote that don't even come in, you're just going to tweak those things, right?
Yep.
Good. Very good. All right.
It's easy. I always tell clients it's simple. It's a simple process. That's not necessarily easy if you're really sick.
Very good. All right. So
Yep.
there's the next question. Do you take my insurance?
No.
Wait, look at the camera. What?
No.
No. Wait, how do you charge people?
It's pay at appointment, always. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Now, for my inner healing work, we have a nonprofit set up and we have a recommended donation. So I don't believe it's right to charge for spiritual healing. So if people need that and they can't afford it, we have it set up so that they can come anyway.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right, so there's a term you use called mycoplasm. I want you to explain to the audiences what in the world that is, because no medical doctors talk about it. I talk about it. I research about it, but you and authors have written about it. But for some reason, there's this weird thing that nobody wants to address, doesn't really in medicine, don't seem to understand. And I want you to educate them how this plays a role in chronic illness and Lyme disease in particular, because you called it the
Yes.
Trojan horse in your email and text message to me.
Yes, it's so not talked about, and I see it in almost every client I test who's sick with other things. It is a secondary infection, if not the first one to come in. I mean, who knows which came first?
Okay, so
Nobody or the
define what it
microplasma.
is for these people. What's a mycoplasma?
Mycoplasma, it falls under the bacterial umbrella energetically. They say they are mutated bacterium that started mutating because of our overuse of antibacterials in hospital environments and such, but they've been around since the late
That's a
1800s.
lie, just so you know.
I mean, that's the story you get told. All I know is they are microscopically small and your immune system cannot find them. So the immune system begins to misfire, which is what Western medicine calls autoimmune disease, right? So your immune system gets confused. It's looking for an invader. It can't find it. Mycoplasma, the first thing it does when it gets in your bloodstream is start stealing nutrients from the bloodstream to build a biofilm around itself. So now it's hiding from your immune system even further. It has this armor around it. So the first thing you have to do is bust it out a biofilm to get it into the bloodstream so it's vulnerable so you can kill it with the anti-infectives. And what we use to kill it, by the way, is natural God-made antibacterials. They still work. Can't explain it, but they do.
Like amoxicillin?
Like
I'm
garlic.
just kidding. Like vancomycin? Oh, wait, you said garlic?
Garlic is one of my
Amazing.
favorites.
Garlic is incredible.
Oregano,
Very good.
another great one.
So that helps to destroy the biofilm that's wrapped around the mycoplasm.
No, that helps to kill what's out in the bloodstream. What I use for biofilm disruption, I mean, green tea extract is a great biofilm disruptor, but even better than that is olive leaf. Muscadine grape seed and olive leaf are the two biofilm disruptors I use the most in my
I
practice.
love it. All right. So how long do people usually take that for?
4 to 6 months.
Very good. So you dissolve the biofilm, you destroy the mycoplasm using other plants from God.
And
Love
restore
it.
their health.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Remove the symptoms. Most symptoms that people have are not related to the infection. They're related to their detox pathways,
Amen.
liver and kidneys, right? And lymphatics. So you get those opened up, they start feeling better before the infection's even fully cleared.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so hold up your book again. Do you talk about mycoplasma in your book?
I do not.
Okay, well, all right. What are you going to talk about in that book? Holy Hurt Locker.
This is more about the seven keys to freedom is the from chronic illness is the sub title here. This is my story of healing from Lyme and the lessons I learned on the way. And it's not about taking more vitamin D or even more ivermectin or anything like that. It's about endurance, belief in yourself, hope. These are the things that you have to fight through the kinds of things I fought through because I had nine different kinds of pain every day. And you know what the number one cause of death with Lyme victims is, Dr.
I
Artist?
do not.
Suicide.
I believe it.
And I came really close at one stage in my life. I'll talk about that in the book. And
How'd you come up with the name Holy Hurt Locker?
yeah, the movie Hurt Locker was very popular when I was sick. And I felt like I was in one. You
It.
know, I just felt like a Hurt Locker in, you know, military terms is when you're stuck in, or PTSD terms, I guess, is you're stuck in this place you don't want to be in, but you don't know how to feel comfortable outside of it. And Lyme victims have this issue. I always say you're not free from Lyme once you're Lyme free because there's so much emotional and mental stuff that you take on when you're chronically ill. So there's this healing process afterwards that has to happen to regain right thinking, if you will. You're so stuck in being sick that you have to. It took me 7 years to believe in my healing after I got better. I was part-time working from home as a health coach because I didn't trust my body to get through a full-time day. And I cried my way to work the first time I worked outside the home because I was so excited that I finally reached that point that I could trust my body again.
All right, so I need y'all to listen to Carrie here. I want you to share, you just did a little bit, but I want you to share even more to give some context to how life occurred for you every single day. So you said you're on the brink of taking your own life or thought about it or had reached the point that suffering was just too much. So I would like you to share with me and the audiences, because so many people with Lyme disease obviously are killing themselves and can't live or don't want to live anymore with what they're experiencing. So give them some reality checks at home. What is it that you suffered from every single day? How did your life change? What were you not able to do that you used to do be in another period of your life before you ever got sick with these symptoms? How was your life affected for 7 years? And I'll just give some examples. Okay. My own mother was diagnosed with anxiety and panic disorder many years ago. How was her life impacted by that? Oh, she was put on a whole bunch of drugs, sent to counseling every week for years. She couldn't go to church for almost 7 years. She didn't go to church. She actually had to have her own Bible service at home and read her own scriptures at home because she couldn't go to church because of the paranoia that she might have a panic attack out in public. She never went to a grocery store. She couldn't get on a plane to go fly to see her families, her kids, her nieces, nephews, grandkids. She couldn't go see them. For 7 years, she was literally in a home, paralyzed by the impact of anxiety and panic. How was your life, Carrie, impacted by your symptoms you suffered from that were later called Lyme disease? Paint the picture.
Well, I'll paint the picture of what I was before Lyme first briefly. I was the type A super mom who did everything all the time. I volunteered 13 hours a week at my church. I had a 40 plus hour a day work week. I had a part-time gig I was trying to build on the side, and I was always there for my daughters, doing all the things, making the costumes and volunteering at the school. I was super mom, and that's the typical person who gets chronic illness because you're not built to function that way, right? So when I got knocked down, I had a hysterectomy in 2007 and came back from that, never recovered. I think the Lyme was dormant, came out to play, common story, right? And I never felt the same. I remember being curled up in the fetal position in the floor in March. I had the hysterectomy in September. In March, I told my husband, if you can't find somebody to help me, I don't know what I'm going to do. I had, like I said, nine different kinds of pain. The worst one was what I called the pinball of pain. It was like knife-like stab wounds coming in different parts of the body. And just as you would get used to the pain in one part of your body, it would disappear there and come in somewhere else. And Lyme pain, you can't get used to because it's different all the time. It's constantly shifting. So it just drives you crazy. You can't sleep. So there's sleep deprivation now. I remember, well, I wrote a poem when I wrote a lot when I was sick, counting sheep, counting stars, counting wounds, counting scars, sleepless night leads to day, back to night, count away, counting stars, counting sheep, counting blessings. Now I sleep. Tired of pretending to be something I'm not, tired of the fear for someone I won't believe, tired of the pain, tired of being tired, tired of being misunderstood, tired of being a burden, tired of being me, tired. That was the mindset I had when I was sick. And this is a believer. This is somebody who knows that there's a God up there who doesn't intend for anybody to live like that, right? And that was the one thread of hope that kept me hanging on through it all. And that's why I know hope is so important because I wouldn't be here without it. Right. So once I healed, I'm thinking, I don't want anybody expecting too much of me. I don't know if this is here to stay. Because you go through these roller coasters trying to heal through Western medicine, you think you're better. And then all of a sudden you hit a brick wall again because more Lyme comes out of hiding. Right. So did I get it all? Is there still some in remission? Is it going to haunt me tomorrow? There's all these questions that linger. But I'm telling you, with energy testing, you can see what they can't see in testing. You can see the biofilm. You know if there's still some in hiding. So we fight it until it's all busted out, it's all gone, and we know that client is healed from the disease, right? And that's the one thing that we do that other people don't do. They just don't fight long and hard enough. And long and hard enough is 6 months.
All right, hold on. We're not done with this picture here. All right, so super mom, type A mom, doing everything and serving your family like so many chronically future ill people are. What type of activities did you have to give up? Or did you just keep doing everything and everything hurt? Everything was harder. I didn't have as much energy and I just had to force my way through it. Paint the picture. What was life like every day? Were the activities reduced? Were you
Of
in bed?
course.
Were you put on like bed rest in a pregnancy? But it was Lyme disease and just chronic illness that nobody could define. Paint the picture.
Well, the first things I started giving up, of course, well, my side gig business was first thing I gave up. And then I gave up directing the youth choir at church. And then I gave up singing in the choir. And then I gave up, praise teams. And I gave up children's church and all the things I was volunteering for.
Did you miss those things?
Absolutely. And then I thought I was going to lose my marriage, but thank God, by the grace of God, did not. But you don't have anything to give. I got some great advice from an incredible counselor who said, you got to find other places. You both have to find other places to be fueled right now because you can't fill each other up. Because my husband was dealing with his own burden, watching us suffer, not just me, but both my daughters too. We all three had Lyme. So it wasn't just us. God bless him for sticking it out and being the rock through it all. But there is that season there where you just have nothing to give. And I was the giver. I was so maternal, even with my friends, that I lost all my friends because I couldn't give to them the way they were used to me giving. And they didn't know how to show up for the new me who couldn't give. So they just disappeared, which you hear from Lyme all the time. Your whole audience changes, your whole community changes, if you have one at all. And so, yeah, I felt like I lost everything to Lyme by the time it was done, everything but my life, which was on a thread.
So, just from a spiritual perspective, I just want you guys to all hopefully just hear this. I believe God put us on this planet, and knowing that there were certain things that we had gifts, talents to accomplish, things that were going to fulfill us in our life. And you can hear it from her. Spirituality was a big deal. Singing, choir, being over a youth choir, whatever it was all very rewarding to her. You really think a loving God would want you to suffer miserably and lose all of the ability, time, and energy and ability to do those things that you find joy in? No, I don't buy it. And I do not buy the narrative that Big Pharma wants you to believe that God has just left you in a state of moral decay and suffering, and there's nothing you can do about it but our pharmaceuticals. No, I cannot stand that stuff. So anyway, I appreciate you sharing with me how your life has been impacted. I know it's hard to do.
Oh, it's
And
fine.
to probably relive, but there are many people out there, whether or not you've been diagnosed or not diagnosed, or you're looking for a diagnosis, which so many people do, which I think is ridiculous. You go from specialist to specialist to specialist. Something's wrong with me. Please just diagnose me with fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, psoriasis, lupus, something. Just give me a title. Okay, just want you to know. The Dr. Artist Show is not for victims. So if you're looking to join a support group for a medical condition, this is not where you hang out. If you are looking for the next Lyme support group where you can find new friends because you lost all your friends, this isn't for you.
I got it.
We don't like victims. We
No.
like people who are literally fired up with hope, inspiration that their life can be restored to what it was before you ever got
Yes.
sick.
And I used to speak at support groups and I quit pretty quickly because once you have owned your illness to that degree and you find your community in your sickness, you're so buried up in it, you don't want to let it go.
Amen.
And we don't want to get there. I tell my clients, if you find a puppy on your porch, you're only going to name it if you plan to keep it. I don't care the name of the disease. I care about the solution, and that's all that matters.
Amen.
Yeah. So I'm not about, I can't diagnose. I'm an ND, not an MD. And I'm happy to be that because I don't want a board overseeing everything I do. I am here to help people find the solution to their problem, take it till it's gone. It's that simple.
All right, let's talk about that for a second. I love the whole I'm an ND, not an MD, and I love that you said that you love that. That's great. All right. So I'm a DC, a doctor of chiropractic. I am not an MD, although I was definitely smart enough to go to medical school and had worked to take in the MCAT and was ready to go. It was going to be amazing, only to be gaslit by multiple medical doctors. All of you know my story about my children's suffering as a new parent of one. And that just took me away from med school, went off to chiropractic, acupuncture, naturopathic teachings and education and clinical experience. All right. So let's talk about this for a second. Because Carrie is obviously a believer of something, a
Yes.
higher power, probably lover of Jesus,
Yes.
respecter of God. All right, so I just want to remind all of you all who are Protestants in this world, profess to believe that Christ was the great physician and the ultimate healer. I need to remind you, he didn't have an MD title. He didn't wear a white coat. Why the hell do you guys put so much respect and authority in these people? If Jesus was walking the earth, would you ask Jesus if Dr. Peter McCullough's recommendations are adequate? Or Pierre Corey, Dr. Pierre Corey, or Dr. Oz, or Dr. Phil? Would you be asking him to confirm for you that a prescription at CVS or Walgreens that these guys are touting about in their mainstream media, would you ever ask Jesus if that would work for you? Or would you actually just want to touch the hem of his robe with the faith that you could be healed. I find it absurd that religion has found a way to convince you on Sundays in congregations and mass presentations that Christ is the great physician who can ultimately heal all wounds. Yet those same organizations literally told you during COVID that all of you need a COVID-19 mRNA vaccine and that you should trust the hospitals. And then how many same religious institutions where they tell you to have faith in God and Jesus and he can heal you of all things? Oh, and he knew all things when he created this body with an immune system. Okay,
absolutely.
If he created it perfectly, why do these religions all invest billions of dollars to build hospitals around the world
right.
named after those religions? Methodist Hospital, Baptist Hospital, St. Luke's Hospital, St. Jude's Hospital. Why do all these religions invest in pharmaceutical medicine if they truly have faith in God's nature and the immune system he put inside of you that is all-knowing, all-powerful, and can reclaim your health? Why do you continue on Sundays to pretend to believe that God and Jesus Christ are all-knowing, all-powerful, and omniscient and built the most incredible designed organism on earth in history, the human body? But he failed to put an immune system in it that could protect it, detox itself, and repair itself. It's absurd. I'm sorry, but the majority of them are hypocrites who continue to go get their babies just born with vaccines, continue to show up for drugs, continue to put yourself in a hospital to succumb to the drugs and poisons of the cult of Asclepius called the pharmaceutical and medical industrial complex. I'm really sorry. This lady ain't like that. So please, we are here about hope. We're not here for victims. You want to be a victim? There's millions of places you can go to hang out with the victims and celebrate your misery and have something in common. No, we want you celebrating. We only want people who want to celebrate the freedom from suffering as God designed you on day six, as you can read in the Holy Scriptures. I'll turn it back over.
And this is one of my greatest passions, Dr. Artis, is to bring this message to the body of Christ that they have lost their way. And I think if I wrote a book to him, it would be called Donuts in the Foyer. Do I need to say any more? I mean, seriously, what they don't know, they don't know that they need to know is a big, big, vast amount of stuff. And I really have a passion to bring that information. I think if they really understood, there would be a change of heart in the church today, but they don't know.
Amen. So let's go back to part of this earlier interview just to rehash God's amazing knowledge and creations. We talked about the human body a second ago. Now, all of you just think back to what she just said like 20 minutes ago. To get rid of the biofilm, to get rid of the mycoplasm, we use garlic.
Yeah.
Who made garlic?
God.
God did. Parsley. Who made parsley?
Parsley.
Cilantro. Who made cilantro? These are all plants. Okay. Who designed the plants and put them in the Garden of Eden and then looked at the two humans he put on the in the garden and said, everything I put in this garden was for the benefit of man. You know what wasn't in the garden? CVS and Walgreens. No, that came after the garden. Men decided that they could outshine the healing potential of nature that God created. No, God wins. God always wins. Mother Nature, he created, always wins, which is why my supplement brand is called Nature Wins. Bring it on.
And most of the chemical drugs that they're using were designed to mimic the active benefits of plants.
What? You mean like ivermectin? No way. No, no way.
The most recent story I heard is that they're trying to develop a new chemo for cancer that incorporates the benefits of frankincense. And I'm thinking, why not just use frankincense? You know why? Because they can't make money off frankincense. They cannot patent it. That's why.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. So next, we heard your story. Thank you very much. Now, I want you... Nothing in human beings' existence I have found is more polarizing, more exciting, or more just in common with the human race than storytelling,
yes.
Right? You got firesides, campfires, you got movies, you got TV shows. They're all stories. We love stories as humanity. All right, so I want you to tell a story. If it takes you a second to figure out which one you want to tell, I want you to tell a story about someone who you helped guide through nutritional supplementation, dietary principles, remotely, in person, someone's life who was reclaimed and changed that literally blew your mind and helped you remember, man, God and his nature sure is amazing. And the immune system he infused inside these people coming to me, it's incredible what God has created. Do you have a story that comes to mind that keeps you going, keeps you excited? Not only was it your own story, it's one thing to like save yourself, improve your own health, and improve your own family's health. That's one thing. But when there's people outside of you that you transform their life and they come to you and go like this, I don't have these sufferings anymore. My marriage has been saved. I'm back in church worshiping God. I blamed him for all my suffering, which I heard all the time in practice, by the way. Husbands and wives are coming, you saved my marriage. We're back in church again. We just resented God, hated God because of all the suffering with fibromyalgia, lupus, whatever. Now you took all that suffering away. Thank you with your guidance. Now we have found God again. All right. So I want you to share some of the one amazing story to keep people excited with hope.
Well, luckily, and I'm just so blessed that I have hundreds of those, and I'm so thankful for that. But the one that really stands out to me is a young lady who came to me in a wheelchair when I was still part-time in my home office. And she had a PICC line, which, if people don't know, that's where they're able to inject antibiotics directly into the bloodstream anytime they need them. And she was doing that 3 times a day. She was on a PICC line for her Lyme, and she had multiple infections and lots of toxicity too, which is common. But she had been working with a medical doctor up north, which is where she was from. She had been, I think, bitten by a tick in Maryland. So the ticks up there carry more neurological issues when they get bit up there. So she was numb from the chest down. 32 years old, beautiful girl, had been in the wheelchair for 7 years, I believe. And I started working with her, and about 3 months in, her medical doctor said, "Look, we're not going to pull the PICC line yet, but whatever you're doing is working so well. I think we're just going to stop the antibiotics for now and let you see how that works." He was seeing changes in her. And so the crazy thing was, after she got off the antibiotics, we started getting recovery of her feelings. And it was the craziest thing. It was just inch by inch, she recovered her feeling, which was beautiful. About 9 months after I started working with her, she was Lyme free. And another 3 months later, she walked into my office for a follow-up, walked into my office for her follow-up, and blew me away because I did not know she was walking. She had been going through physical therapy. So she invited me to her wedding. I got to watch her walk down the aisle, and she is now the mother of a healthy baby boy. So this is the kind of stuff you get to see from our seats in the stadium. And it's just a beautiful journey to watch how God's tools and God's design for natural healing just simply restores you from a cellular level. You live in a healing machine if you don't know that. And it's divinely inspired by God, and we just are not honoring it the way we should. So it's very easy to get sick nowadays because toxicity, number one cause of sickness, toxicity and malnutrition. Our food supply is dismal. You know that. You got to really search for good organic, clean food that's really nutritious. And then our air supply is dismal. The toxicity all over the place. You can't breathe without getting it. You can't shower without it unless you are filtering your home water. You're covered in toxins all day long, every day. So it's an uphill battle for us to stay healthy. But we are here to tell you it's doable. You can do it. We are proof.
All right, so now remind the audience, thank you for sharing that story. What an incredible
Absolutely.
story. I've been invited to weddings and baptisms and all kinds of stuff. It's been amazing to watch people's lives be reclaimed where they were told and had thought for many, many years life for them either needed to be cut short because it was just too miserable to even think about living anymore, or see marriages enhanced, relationships improved, even with their own children. It's amazing to watch when a mother is suffering the angst, the distrust, the upset with children and their parents when one of those parents are ill and cannot be there to serve them, uplift them, guide them, help them. It's pretty awesome to watch those changes. All right, so remind the audiences where they can find your book, where they can find your website, how they can get a hold of you, and then we'll let you give any final information you'd like to give to the audiences that will help inspire hope and maybe spark something of interest for them to make that phone call or look that up.
It's Holy Heart Locker. It's available on Amazon. You can also get it from our storefront in Frisco, Texas. We have a wellness center there called The Wellnut on Main Street in Frisco. And thewellnut.com is the easiest way to connect with us and make appointments and all. We do have a staff answering phones too that can help you there. I offer free consultations for people. If they don't understand what I do and they want more information, I'll give them 15 minutes of my time to explain it. If the girls can't answer your questions, I'll get on there with you and help you understand it. I still do that because I think it's so important for people to understand how powerful this is. And it is something that is so foreign to most people still. So I'm happy to answer the questions for you.
Isn't that amazing that nature has become so foreign to us? foods, the basics around food has become so elusive, and we have to be reminded of the basics of life. Okay, let me remind you. There's three things every human being needs in order to survive and to survive well. Air, water, food. You need them every day, you need them every week, you need them, you need them. The quality of the air, water, and food that goes into this body dictates the quality of the living experience of this frame called the human body. Okay, so the cleaner the air, cleaner the water, cleaner the food, the healthier this thing is. It's so basic, it's ridiculous. However, you have been all conditioned since the early 1990s to no longer believe that food can keep you healthy, which will limit your need for a doctor. There used to be a phrase that Carrie and I grew up with. We saw it in our posters in elementary schools, middle schools. We saw it in Saturday morning cartoons. An apple
Apple
a
a day
day keeps
keeps
the
the
doctor
doctor away.
away. Okay, well, the pharmaceutical industry owns the media now. Pharmaceutical industry owns all advertising and print materials. Why in the world would they want you to see posters or commercials or have little slogans set around the playground? An apple a day keeps the doctor away. They don't benefit from you staying healthy and knowing principles of health. Eating an apple every day will keep you from going to the doctor. How does that benefit the pharmaceutical industry? It doesn't. This is why you don't hear anything about food anymore. All you see 24/7 from the time you turn any media platform on, radio, TV, social media, Facebook, Twitter, it doesn't matter. You're going to be bombarded. You can even try to watch a World Series game or the Super Bowl, and you're going to be inundated every commercial break and on the field with medical products and
Yes.
drugs.
That's it.
You are only programmed to believe that any symptom, illness, disease ever in you, a child, a spouse, an elderly parent, whatever, you have to go to the medical doctor to get the drug to handle that symptom. Fever, cough, chills, whatever. You need a medical appointment and a prescription. There is no talk anymore about the health benefits of quality food, air, and water. No, they want you injecting, drinking and inhaling poisons all day long that will make you sick and put you into the hamster wheel of the pharmaceutical industry, which is literally brought to you by the drug dealers on the corners called medical doctors. So they are your drug dealers giving you the drugs that just happen to be legal. Just so you know, no different than the drug cartels. They have drug dealers on the corners, except those aren't legal. And they're the ones that get busted on the corners and go to prison or jail if they get busted. But the drug cartels are sitting at home packing their bank accounts with all the money you've been collecting for them on their behalf. Medical profession, you're no different. I'm sorry. You're just glorious, white-coated, MD-titled drug dealers.
I always say that if you're not doing something actively to detox your body these days, because we do live in a more toxic environment, you're probably toxic. You probably need to
Amen.
detox effectively. It's just impossible. Our liver can't handle what's being thrown at it. So I'm actually going to launch a online program this fall to help people learn how to detox their body from home, because I can't help everybody that needs it. I'm getting so
Course.
busy and I want to be able to show up for my chronically ill people. So detox is something you can do from home, and I can easily teach people how to do that in a healthy way. So I look forward to getting those tools out there for people so we can help more people get healthy.
All right, so you want to subscribe to the wellnut.com. Are you on social media too, where they can
Yes,
follow you?
Instagram for sure. They threw me off Facebook.
They literally threw her off of Facebook.
Yes,
Amazing.
well.
All right, we'll join the club. All right, so follow the Well Nut, get the book, hang out with the Dr. Artist Show, subscribe, share this everywhere. There's people with Lyme disease that don't need to be suffering any longer. And listen to her. She just said within 6 to 9 months, many of the people that come to her and the hundreds of people she's treated with the stories she could tell off the cuff have reclaimed their health and are no longer suffering from the detrimental, life-destroying slavery, bondage of pain that so many people with Lyme disease unnecessarily are continuing to carry because they're not being given the natural guidance to health and healing. So, Carrie, thank you for coming. I appreciate you being here. Any final words for these people at home?
Just thank you again for letting me share this with your followers. I appreciate your time. I hope you will at least look into this if you are chronically ill. It doesn't have to be Lyme, anything. If you are one of the mysteries of science and they say they can't figure you out and you don't know why you feel what you feel, we can help you uncover that mystery. And I hope you'll take advantage of that. Thank you, Dr. Otis.
You're very welcome. God bless you, Carrie.
Thank
Appreciate you
you.
coming in and sharing with the audiences the hope that comes from natural healing. even through your place, which is incredible. So I really do think that the misery that we experience in our life, my father-in-law dying in a hospital, you wouldn't even know who I am. I retired in 2018. If in February 2020, my father-in-law wasn't killed in a hospital in front of my entire family and I wasn't threatened to be escorted out by security, none of you would even know who I am. And that was a horrific, demoralizing. I was not suicidal, but I was angry and depressed, and I was motivated to go hurt somebody at that hospital for 3 months. Then I just directed all my anger at Anthony Fauci when he lied about remdesivir in the hospital protocols. And I decided if I couldn't save him, because he's gone, how many people at a distance that I would never meet can I go into the media and help educate, warn, and inspire you to stay home and not go to the hospital? And it's been amazingly humbling to watch how many people around the world have said, you may solely be responsible for saving more lives around the world than anybody else during COVID-19. I hear it all over the place. And the truth is, it only came because that industry literally killed somebody that I can't get back and share life with right now. It's all gone. I can't, there's no chance to sit down and hang out with this guy that I loved and adored. So for you, your misery for 7 years, your journey for 7 years in and out of the medical profession has actually propelled you. Now that you've learned for yourself the potential of natural healing and what God's nature can do with the immune system that he created, you now get to go help others around the world realize their healing potential too, which is
Yes.
inherent. You don't have to do anything about it. Just stop poisoning yourself and put better things in it. This thing is self-governing. God just infused the intelligence inside the immune system to repair, heal, and reverse even cancers. The medical profession doesn't want you to know that.
Yes.
So this is why it's always an emergency. We need to cut it out now. You're a ticking time bomb. We got to do it right now because they don't want you to know that if you didn't do anything for your heart attack symptoms, for your cancerous tumor, that your body would naturally get rid of it all on its own in the next 6 months to a year. They don't want you knowing that. You've got to do it right now. It's funny. Well, God is God, as you remember, does not give you the spirit of fear. So that fear and anxiety and panic you have about medical conditions, guess where that comes from? It can't be from him.
No.
It can't even be God at all. The only one that brings you panic, anxiety, and fear is one other. So, guess who that industry must be following most of the time? Yeah, it ain't him. All right, so
Well, he's in their logo, as you know.
you ain't lying. Serpent is in the logo. All right. God bless you all. Anybody out there looking for hope from freedom of symptoms of disease and chronic illness that's mysterious, complex, or you have it defined and been given a diagnosis and you're a part of the support groups and you don't want to be a victim anymore? There is escape, and the escape comes through healing, and the healing is there for you. You can get a hold of Carrie Simpson here. So grateful that you're here. Thanks for your book. Thanks for your work. Thanks for helping to reclaim so many lives of people God's put on this earth to experience an incredible opportunity, which is to have a family and have this body that your soul is infused inside of and to experience life as He designed. I'm Dr. Artist. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Artist Show.